Blog Talk Radio.
Command miracles in your household right now. I command every cell to line up in your body. Even in this room, the enemy has tried to come and tell you that you won't receive your healing, that it's incurable. I declare by the power of God that healing must manifest quickly in this place. I declare healing over your household. I declare healing over your children. I declare healing over your neighborhood. I declare healing over the United States of America. I declare healing over Africa. I declare healing over Asia. I declare healing around my Father, and show yourself stronger. We declare that the nations will bow before you. We declare that your power will be known, that your voice will be heard. Lord God, strong and mighty. Shut up, O Cosata. Ramo Cosia, Manda da Batea. He shut up, O Cosata. Moshikia, Manda da Bocosete. Ramo da Bocosata. Moshikia, Manda da Bocosea. Father, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing. I take authority over the atmosphere, over every listener, over every hearer. Now in the name of Jesus, glory of God, we call upon you. Miracles, we call upon you. Breakthrough, we call upon you right now. Right now. Right now. Against the knowledge of God. Over a generation right now, you will serve the living God. I call forth the prophets. I call forth the evangelists. I call forth the preachers. I call forth the teachers. I call for the anointing that destroys the oak. I call for the glory that makes itself known in the earth. I call for it right now.
Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Perazim, El Shaddai, Most High
the people of God alone. The blood stands against you. The power of God stands against you. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you, foul tormenting spirit of perversion, foul tormenting spirit of addiction. I rebuke your power right now. So tell me, who can stand before us? If we know our God is with us, who can stand before the army of the Lord? Army of the Lord, I need you to release a sound. Wait for it. The Bible declares, 2 Chronicles, that the people were surrounded by the enemy. Their enemy was insurmountable. But it was a generation like the kind I'm looking at right now. And all they said was, our eyes are on you. So it is not by power. It is not by might. But it's by your spirit, said the Lord. I'm sorry, my MD is out right there. So I need y'all to release a sound right there. I said it's not by power. It's not by might. But it is by your spirit, said the living God to the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear the word of the Lord. It is miracle season for the body of Christ.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on Prolific Fire. Prolific Fire is honored to present to you tonight, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. If this is your first time joining us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. The opening was Glory Experience, and that's by Pashia Hilliard. Now, if you're listening to me, if you can hear me, if you're online, you still have time to join in for prayer. If you know you need prayer, don't be shy. You still have time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. Before I turn the woman of God loose to go into prayer again, the number is 347-426-3782. With that being said, the next voice you hear, everybody, will be that of Prophetess Faith. Prophetess Faith, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. I thank and praise God on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for all of you on the phone line, all of you all that tune in on Periscope once more again. Tune on in, back in. Periscope done shut me out. It's acting up so bad on tonight. And if you can hear me, just let me know on the stream, Periscope, if you can. Send some hearts or something, Periscope. I can pop back on there. I don't know if I'll be able to see, but if not, the Periscope is really acting up on tonight. So I want to thank and praise God. But we're going to go on and pray and thank and praise God. I want to let you all know that we have new people on the phone line. I want to let you know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Thank you. We can find that in Hebrews 11:1. Thank and praise God for you all. This is a faith line. This is a line that we truly believe in faith. We believe that God is going to do and answer what he say he's going to do and answer. God is also a miracle working God. And God is also a great God. God is all that in the above. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy. I want to let you all know, let's tune before I get to prayer. I want to give some announcement out. Let's tune in with my sister on Monday night on Philippian Fire. And will she bring a wonderful and an awesome word of God that's going to bless your heart, that's going to work miracles, that's going to bring deliverance, that's going to set free of things in your life. She also a mercy minister to you. Those that want to know, she can put it on the screen. She also is a mentor. She also, God, allow her to be able to pray with you. Any time of the day or the morning or night, God is able for her to pray for you. Also, she has a 5 minutes of focus where she shares on her website page, on Philippian Fire website page. Also, she puts it on Instagram. Also, she shares it on Facebook. So let's tune in on Sundays for the 5 minutes of focus. And all that is a word of encouragement that she give us that will help us each day, Monday through Sunday, that will encourage you, that will bring deliverance, that will lift your voice and lift your heart. I want to thank and praise God for his awesome word. Before I begin to pray, I want to let you all know, let us continue to trust God. After all what's going on around us, after all we're going through with, after all the enemies trying to throw at God's children, still stay strong. Still be firm in his word. Don't let go of God's hand. Let's trust him like never before, because the enemy knows that Jesus is on his way back. And I want to let you all know that God loves you, I love you, and there's nothing the enemy can do about it. So I want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Whatever your issues are, whatever your problems are, maybe you're not feeling well in your body, or maybe something is going on in your marriage or finance, let us give it to God. Let us trust God for it, to do it, because he's able. He's able to fix anything. Nothing we can work out on our own without God. Let's trust God. I am a firm believer that God will do it. I thank and praise God for being who he is and what he is. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you even now. Father God, I want to, Lord God, ask you right now, God, that you, Lord God, will forgive us for the sins that we committed today or omitted, God. Forgive us for anything we have done or said wrong that was not of you. Lord, I ask you, God, in your name, Jesus, that you would touch us, Jehovah, that you would live, Lord, you would lift us, God, that you would put your hands and your arms around us, God. And, Lord, I thank you for all that you do for us, God. Lord, you don't have to do what you do, but you do it. Lord, you woke us. You watched over us all day long. You protected us, God. You shield us from danger and harm. Father God, you even fed us when we didn't even, when we was hungry. Father God, you even made a way for us when there was no way. Father God, you trust Eric. Lord, we trust in you, God, that you're going to take care of us, and you did. And, Lord, you took care of our children. You took care of our family, God. We thank you even now. Now, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, if there's anyone on the phone line, if there's anyone on Periscope, we ask you to touch them right now. Maybe they're in a need of a healing, God. We decree, we declare healing over their life right now. We decree and declare healing. Healing has already done. Sugar diabetes is gone. We thank you, God. We thank you for healing it, God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that arthritis is healed, that eye disease is healed, that heart disease is healed. Lord, we bind cancer right now. We bind, Lord God, we bind AIDS right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind allergies right now in the name of Jesus. We bind, Lord God, the hip replacement right now, that bone disease right now, lupus right now, God, Lord, leukemia right now, because your word said, Lord God, we should have whatsoever we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to wherever you're hurting at. In your marriage, I speak healing in your marriage, that peace will come. I speak finance in your bank account, that your bills will be met. I speak, Lord God, right now, that family, whatever confusion is, I speak peace. in the midst of confusion, because the word of God tells us, Lord God, that you're the author of peace and not confusion. I bind up every head of the enemy that's coming against your family, that's coming against your marriage, that's coming against your workplace, that's coming against the sickness in your body. I come against it right now, because the word of God says we bind those things right now. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I come against it right now. Even, Lord God, someone may be having marital problems, it's already done. Somebody looking for a job, it's already done. God wants you to open up and receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask right now that someone may be, don't know which way to go. They stuck in a situation and they don't know which way to go. God is going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you to whatever the situation is. God said, don't worry about it. I thank and praise God right now for everything that he's doing in our life. I thank and praise God right now for that job. I thank and praise God for the healing. I thank and praise God for the peace. I thank and praise God for joy. Maybe someone lost a loved one and they don't know how to cope with it. The word of God said, we've been made in due for a night, but joy will come. Give it to him. God will heal your hurt. Maybe somebody is dealing with depression or oppression. Maybe someone is dealing with schizophrenia or bipolar. Maybe someone is dealing with Alzheimer's, dementia. God is all. God said he will give you a sound mind. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to be thinking the enemy coming up against your mind. We bind him right now, that he will loosen all stronghold. It's not of God. It's not of God. God loves us. God cares about us. God healed us. God loves us so much that he's able to do all the above. Just trust him. Just believe in him. Just seek him and just continue to live for him. In Jesus' name, I'll pray. Glory to your name, God. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Probably Stacy, if anyone on the phone line, I turn it over to you to see if anyone needs prayer on the phone line.
At this time, there's nobody on the phone line designing prayer. You can continue.
And I want, thank you, Prophet Stacy. I want to thank and praise God even now. I want to let you all know that God is still in a miracle working business. God is still doing what he say he's going to do. But he wants us to do what we say we're going to do. Trust, believe him, and give whatever your issues and situation is, give it to him. And I want to let you all know that have all of those that are mothers, I want to say happy Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day. And some of you all mothers may not be living, but look to God to be your mother. And always remember that God is the best mother that anyone can ever have. And I pray that God will strengthen those that's on Mother's Day. That mother is gone on. And want to let you know that God loves you and he cares. And want to let you know to teach those that don't know how to be mothers to be mothers, because the word of God tells us older women ought to teach the younger women. And then younger women ought to teach the ones to come. So let us be a mother to someone that don't know how to be a mother. Let us be a mother to a child that don't have a mother. And God wants you all to continue, you all to pray and ask God to bless and be careful on Mother's Day. Watch your well is pray. And I give you all a hopefully to meet back here next Friday on Faith on the Line again. Same place, same time. And also, let's join my sister on Philippi Fire on Monday night. And I want to let you all know to keep trusting him, keep believing in him. Most of all, don't let nobody cause you to doubt in him. So have a blessed weekend and a wonderful Mother's Day. Till next time, God bless you.